Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Daniel Michael, the founder co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, along with Kevin Baird and of course all the other amazing hosts that have been with us over time, and there have been many. Darren will be here in just a moment. For now we'll do our opening plug and song. Darren is an intuitive consultant and spiritual professional at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans, Louisiana, where my band was this past spring. While we were on tour, we were there for 5 days. Anyway, here is
Forbidden Archaeology, Forgotten History, Divination, Magic, Cryptozoology, UFOs, Nature, Science, and Spirit. All this and more, right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Forbidden Archaeology, Forgotten History, Divination, Magic, Cryptozoology, UFOs, Nature, Science, and Spirit. All this and more, right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, everyone, this is Daniel Michael. And I'm still awaiting Darren's call, waiting for him to call in. It's been a few weeks since we've been on the air together. Perhaps there might have been a time crossing or a time mistake. However, I as well can read the cards, and I will go ahead and get mine out for the callers in case Darren does not make it. There are two decks here. I've doubled checking just to make sure he's not there. All right. One is the traditional Rider-Waite Tarot. The other one is an oracle deck that was gifted to me by its creator, Mr. and good friend, Mr. Kevin Baird. And Kevin, you can find the Horizon Oracle on his website, templeofgaia.com. Its approach is more simplistic and modern and interesting, I think. However, what I'm going to do is, I guess, go ahead and take the first call.
Hello.
Hello, 6-1. How are you?
Hello. Good. Thank you for taking my call. Could I just ask, am I meeting anybody I like this spring? And there's this place that's not a club that you dance club, but it's opening back up. It's a certain activities club, and I was wondering if I'll meet anybody there for dating, romance.
Okay. Let me see. Let me get the cards out here and shuffle. Oh, well, one popped out at me. Usually in my roles, if you're shuffling and something kind of comes out at you, you just go ahead and go with it. And that's how I was trained. Give me just a second because I'm adjusting now that I could, since I had to go get my stuff. Anyway, I'm doing it. I'm going to go ahead and go with that one. And I'm going to shuffle this last time and you tell me when to stop. One, two, wait. One called to me.
Yes.
I'm going with that one.
No.
All right. What I got from this was actually a very auspicious, very good. You're going to have a little extra to give, meaning pleasure, meaning money, and you feel like you're really ready to give it. And so you're really ready to share. The next one was the Judgment card, which is the card of liberation. It's actually a deeply spiritual card from the Major Arcana. And Major Arcana is a deeply, as I said before, there's the Minor Arcana, which can tend to be about the earthly things, and there's the Major Arcana that are about things really moving inside of you. So I see a liberation. And then after that, I wouldn't be scared of this, but it's the Death card, meaning something is going to change. You got to let all the old stuff go. And something really positive I see here with the Judgment card. The Death card is often about out with the old, in with the new.
I know. Like, for instance, I'm currently looking for work, and I just didn't like the last job that I got. I mean, I think I could do something better, and I think that has to do with that.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of readings that come about that people say, oh, you know, it's just out with the old, in with the new. But in this case, this is on a really strong level because it's a Major Arcana card. And I'm seeing a liberation here in that you may actually be in good fortune soon, meaning that job might come soon and what you seek. What I'm going to do, meaning the romantic interest as well. What I'm going to do is divide the cards into three piles. I have room here. I have my makeshift table. Okay, pick from pile one or three.
One or three?
One, two, or three.
Oh, two.
Mm-hmm. One or three?
One.
Okay. Again, I'm seeing the very positive reading. I'm seeing that it might take a little while, but the ending is, or not, we're always on the journey, I guess, isn't the right word. But you have the Ace of Wands, which means something new you're going to build. So I do see a positive, hey, now granted, that's not the Love card, but it's still a building of something new, and Wands is about building things. So maybe this could be a relationship. And then there's, you have the 10 of coins, one of the most wealthy cards in the deck. So I'm seeing some really positive things. And trust me, I read, and I'm not afraid to read negatively. So I'm not one of those people that just throws sunshine all the time in a reading. So, but this reading seems very positive. If you
10 of coins. Does a 10 of coins mean I'll find a job that pays good, or that the guy I will meet that I know of or whatever, does he have the money?
It could be either way, because it showed you build something new and then from it comes this 10 of coins. As far as the clarity of it, if it's him or you, maybe I'll draw one more card for that. That's interesting. I'm checking to see. Aaron is called in too. Occasionally checking the board. It almost looks like it could be the other person.
Yeah, because...
It does, because I got the Eight of Wands reverse, which is your action, but it's reversed. So it's almost like saying... Maybe you find someone who's very prosperous, but they have a lot of baggage to let go of, by the way, this other person, which I guess we all do. We all bring our own damage, our own pain, you know, and they'll have to work through that, but I'm seeing that positive result. There's a new thing starting, and it looks like this.
Do I know him? Do I know this person at all? Do I know him from anywhere?
Already? Know him already? Let me draw again the three-pile method, and we'll see about that. Okay, pick from one, two, or three.
Three.
Once again, one, two, or three?
Three.
Okay. I think it's someone you already know.
Yeah, because it's somebody I get...
With a page in reverse, and pages are new people. Pages, the messenger, the young person, the new person, bringing you a message. You got a reversed page, and I do read in reverse. Some people don't, because reverse doesn't always mean bad when the card is upside down. And in fact, in this case, I think it confirms this is someone you know.
Oh, because this is somebody I kind of pulled away from because...
there was inaction for a while. That was the Eight of Wands reversed. And there was baggage, the Ten of Swords, that needed to be reversed.
And I kind of kept away, and what happened was, this is really embarrassing. I don't know if he thinks I'm with somebody else, because I posted a picture of me and some really good-looking guy, because this one wasn't treating me that great, so I'm wondering if he's seen it, because I'm going to actually face him in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, all I can say is that it really appears that the person we're talking about, that seems to have some means, it seems like there was inaction and a little baggage, does seem to be someone that you know.
It does or it doesn't?
It seems that it's someone that you already know.
Yeah, I know, but exactly. And is that the person I'll run into in a couple of weeks? I guess it is.
That seems right.
It was
the cups reversed, and cups is weeks. If it was coins, it would be months.
Earth takes longer.
Water takes a certain amount of time. Fire is quick and air is the fastest.
So this person that I'm talking about, is it a Leo sign? Because that would be his zodiac sign.
Let's see. Well, what I can say, hold on. Well, I asked and I said, is this person a Leo? And what I got was the Queen of Wands. And what I can say about that is that wands represent the sign of fire, and so does Leo.
Wow.
The Queen of Wands is also a know-it-all, a little bit of a know-it-all.
Yeah, he seems very like a narcissistic type personality, and it's like I wasn't going to sit home, so I've been busy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure he knows that. I've been out and about because I guess he's used to women just like calling him and whatever, and I don't do that, you know, and I'm thinking, is it my fault? But I got to ask you, any of the places if I ask you a few letters, would you know which one seems the strongest for getting me a job? If I tell you a few letters, would you know?
I could give it a try. It's not my expertise of a divination form, but I could give it a go, I guess. And I could do it with the cards, you know, because I usually do it using the cards. But go ahead.
S.
Yeah. Give me a second. Job S. Okay, call out the other letter.
A, as an apple.
A as an apple. For getting a job. The bottom one seems to be calling to me. Okay, cool. Do it again. How many are there, by the way, of these letters?
Just one more. E.
Okay.
As in elephant.
E. Well, either the S or the T. The S is the nine of coins.
S or the E?
The T. You said T, right?
No, I said E, as in elephant.
Oh, okay. I'll discard that one then because that would be inaccurate. The A was a struggle. The A is a struggle.
Yes.
The S is actually looks very prosperous. And then the E, as you say, and I'm going to go with this one, the E is very strange because it's the High Priestess in reverse. It could be very prosperous in a lot of ways, except for it could be maybe be bad for your intuition and bad for your spirit even. It might not be just what you would want as much. What the most positive one I got was from the S, which was the nine of coins, which is a lovely lady who's surrounded by riches in a beautiful garden. And that was the most positive of the three.
That makes sense. So that makes sense. You don't think I have to wait too long for them to...
Hold on. As far as waiting, let's see. How long should we wait? I'll flip them. Tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm shuffling. And I'll pick the top one. The bottom one called to me. It seems to me like it's going to be a few months. It's an earth card. But you will be appreciated. But you might have to be a little patient.
So there's nothing coming up before a few months?
Say that again.
Will there be something else coming up in a few months somehow other, me on my own finding
good,
something
there
else?
Could, but meaning that those opportunities might not be the best, but if you need them to survive, do them. You know what I mean? But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A little patient for the one where you'll be really appreciated. That's what it's saying.
Yeah.
If you got to do other stuff to survive, do it. You know, but it's saying... Because it's the eight of coins, which is your work is being appreciated. It's up and down the tree where people can see that you've made these, you know, beautiful things. That's the card. So it's saying, but it's eight. And earth can be months, can be, you know, a little bit of patience, slow integrated wisdom, like a seed that grows into the earth and becomes a tree. So, yeah, whatever you got to do until then. Before the ideal one has, then do. But, because I know we all have to survive. In fact, I have to kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, it's been really hard. Because I was somewhere for 4 months. Okay, I just want to, I was somewhere for 4 months, and I kind of upset that that thing came to an end. I was there for 4 months, and I'm saying if I would have stayed there, would I have been happy?
Okay, well, let me see. He was stayed there for 4 months. If he was there for 4 months, would she be happy if she had just stayed there? I'm saying that there was a certain, I don't know, craziness or impatience there. I'm not seeing that it would have been a balanced thing for you.
Okay,
it was probably better than
that. It was crazy, but the two gals that are there, how could I say it? Do you see that either LY or LA are still working? Are they going to last there? Because I can't believe that I was let go.
LY, are they still going to work? I'm seeing that at some point other people are going to want to weed them out.
Exactly. I had a dream about it beforehand.
Mm-hmm. It might be a little while, but when you have the Three of Cups reversed, that's camaraderie, friendship, and that can mean at work. And then,
mm-hmm.
and then a reversed coin card, that's like somebody's being, there's pettiness going on. And they might be able to survive it, but I'm seeing that they're at least trying to be weeded out. And it doesn't look good as far as them staying there.
Both of them, you mean? So you're saying that they'll stay there like about how much longer?
It might be as long as a few months.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coin. It's an earth
yeah.
card. Now they're trying to get them out quicker. The other one's water, but yeah, in a few months, I think.
Oh,
and again,
so-
they might survive it because they might hold on. But it's definitely being tried. I'm just seeing like people behind their back, and I'm just silly stuff. You know what I mean? How it can be at work sometimes.
So you're saying that it's not bad that I'm no longer there because I kind of like feel what went wrong because I was told I was such a good worker and it's. You know,
there was something frazzly about that place that I'm getting. Like the energy was a little, maybe a little deceptive and frazzly. Even though you might have liked it, there was something. Then I had the Temperance in reverse, which is, that's like deep spiritual patience, and I just was getting not a good feeling that's a place. And unbalanced was the next card, so it was like unbalanced and not temperate and not patient and a little bit frazzly stuff going on, as well as a tiny bit of clicky deception. It might not have been a good balanced place for you to stay.
Yeah, because I had dreams like of dogs, of snakes, so I kind of got the idea that they weren't who they said they were. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I guess my intuition was telling me
something. Are you from Maryland?
Am I from where?
Can I just say briefly, are you from Maryland?
No, Florida.
Oh.
Where are you from?
Oh, okay. You said idea, and I'm from Baltimore, and they say that in Baltimore. I'm sorry.
Oh, actually,
there was a little accent thing there that I thought was in Baltimore.
I have I have relatives in there, I think. Where? Silver Spring?
Oh, yeah. I know Silver Spring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, but what scared me is when you said page reversed, I'm like, that's not a good with talking about this. You know what I mean? It's not bad with talking
and
about
it's
that
not
guy.
Someone new. It's because of the card before it.
Yeah.
If this was a good victory, the card before it was like a victory card, but not
uh-huh.
it's someone you already know.
But
it
you
just
know
has
what's
to
weird?
Work out. And they got a lot of baggage to work out, by the way. And they're working on it. I think they're going through some demons right now. And
yeah, he seems to have a lot of anxiety. And I'm like, what? Like, weird anxiety. And it's just weird. He was the one that approached me, and I guess he's used to
winning.
The
Ten of Swords, you're being attacked by your own mind. The Ten of Swords is a cup where it's a card, where a guy is literally laying on the ground. He's got 10 swords jabbed into his back, and swords represent air, and they represent the mind. And both the positive and the negative power of the mind, he's being attacked by his own mind. His anxiety is...
And when you said pentacles, he's got a lot of money, he's got a good job, but I guess I kind of don't throw myself at guys. I kind of like them to make a plan or whatever, and he's used to, like, women, like, approaching him, and that's not how I did it, and, so I guess he could have found out I've been busy, I've been going out, and...
These things can be confusing, and everybody's little rules can be a little bit different. I've certainly made my mistakes and continue to do so. Especially when there's, emotions and all this, stuff, and it just gets, I guess, maybe just kind of a peaceful way to open the door that doesn't feel like you are chasing, maybe, just kind of open the door a little bit, maybe a message or something. Let me see if I flip a card about that. Let's see if I see this. There's a lot of reservation here.
What do you mean?
What I'll say is, somebody's afraid to take a chance, as so many people can be from old wounds, and they might even be going back into bad habits again. And then in the end, though, they do really want those old bad ways reversed, but there's out of there, I see. And it's not bad. In the end, the top card was reversed, and it was the one that's about boredom. But it's reversed, meaning they want to get rid of their bad, I guess, whatever their old bad behaviors or their old bad patterns. But there's definitely some fear and fear to leap, fear to jump. But that doesn't mean it's hopeless. It's just human, and that's what's going on. He's got the baggage. He's got the it's all anxiety again. It's going back to that kind of stuff again. And he might even be going back to bad habits because of that too. But I'm not sure of what those are. It can also sometimes just be an obsession. But. Sometimes, people do things to relieve their anxiety.
Wow.
Whether, substances or whatever that is. But
yes, because I don't drink or smoke, so you know what I mean?
Does he?
I don't see, like, when I ran in the last time I saw him, he wasn't smoking a cigarette, but it looked like he said it was an electronic cigarette.
Oh, okay. And also, honestly, the obsession could be money, too. Sometimes it was the devil card, and sometimes the devil card means we're going back to our earthly obsessions, and money is one of them. It can also mean addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's on a deep level. He's very anxious and obsessed, and I think just starting to get intuitive, it might be the money thing. Even though he's okay and he has some, but, sometimes when you have it, you just, people think about it too much and they really let it eat them up. So.
Yeah.
I do have a few other callers to take here. I just wanted to remind you.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
I appreciate
you
taking my call. I appreciate you took the time for me, it's just, it's been just a bad couple of weeks worrying about the job situation, but I'm glad you gave me closure that the last one were deceptive people and all that, and it wasn't a good balance. I mean, I guess I got closure for that.
Yeah, meaning you might not have wanted to had to go, but it might have been, you know, a better thing for you.
Yes, I just didn't hope, just wished I didn't have to wait so long to wait for the next one to kick, you know, to come in.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to take something that's not ideal until the ideal one happens. I said you'll have to be patient for the ideal one. Maybe even try temp work or whatever those things are.
Yeah.
We all
have
to sometimes, you know, bullet and do something while we're waiting for the good one. But I saw a good one coming, but I'm thinking a few months away.
But it's funny that because the S one out of all the places, they're the ones that are, you know, sending me on this stuff part-time in the meantime. They're the ones that mostly are calling me now.
Oh, okay. And then maybe something happens through that is what I'm saying. Maybe you end up at a place that suddenly you're like, oh, I like this place where they're sending you. It was funny you said that because
yeah,
I just said temp work. And then all of a sudden, I've done that before where I've been a temp, went to a place, and got a good job outside of the temp agency because of a place they sent me, you know.
Yeah, that happened to me years ago with the brokerage, you know, the stock brokerage. That's what I like doing the best. To operations of a stock brokerage, but the problem is the stock market today, after I guess in 2008, that's when I stopped, I guess, working for them.
Yeah.
And that was my ideal job. I loved it.
And it starts with an S.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll be recognized for something like that again. I'm not an expert at stock brokeraging.
No, but I'm saying like career-wise, like I'll have more of a career. Because the other one I had for 4 months, it was kind of entry-level, but it just was consistent and it was close to where I live, so it was convenient.
Right. I'm in an almost exactly same situation. I was injured and I had to take a job that pays about half of what I normally make. But I love the place, natural food store, and I'm into natural medicine and natural healing and all that. And so it's a great environment. I learn more things every day.
But
yeah,
also,
I'm not making that much money. I'm kind of happy, you know.
But also, like what you're doing now, you could also do that working for yourself, like in a new age shop. You could be doing that also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't really do this professionally. I do this. I've done it on the air many times, and I'm a mystic and all that. But I have many friends.
My mom back in the day used to do that professionally, but she doesn't use tarot. She would never. She only used the playing cards and tea leaves.
Oh, yeah. That used to be the way. My co-host, Janice, her first tarot deck she got, I think, was a kind of a modified group of cards. And of course it has the one major arcana. It has the Fool, which is the Joker. And in fact, in old days, sometimes you would bring your playing cards to the reader during times, certain times when tarot was illegal. And the reader was taking a risk and would keep the major arcana, and you'd mix them up. Then he'd give you your cards, your playing cards back. And then you just take them home after the reading. It's an interesting history. It's also a debated history. Some people debate whether, you know, this and that is true and a lot of being and how. But I think it's interesting. But anyway, I do have to get rolling here. We have some other callers, and I want to get to them.
Okay, thank you. And I'll touch base and I'll let you know what's going on soon. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. And you can always listen to the archive, too, and just check up on a couple of things we said. And the archive is always there here at Blog Talk Radio. And we have a Facebook page, too, where we post things. It's Main Street Universe. This show is called Spiritual Insight, and Darren's not here for some reason. I don't know exactly why. It might have been a time confusion because we haven't been on the air in a few weeks with him. But we have other shows.
Yeah,
we have an herbal medicine show on Tuesday evening with Susan Weed, the great herbalist, and she talks about all sorts of natural healing stuff. So thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah, it could have been a time change if he's coming from California or the West Coast.
Yeah, New Orleans. So it's a little bit, I think we might have got our times confused. He might have thought 2 p.m. Central time.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks. I'll keep in touch.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
And I see you there, 252. I'm going to take a brief song break. And this song will be from our good friends Woven Green, I think, if I find it. Bada bing. I just need a little break. I need to get a little air. I'll be right back. This song is called, it's actually our opening song, sixth song that we use for our Wednesday show. And this song is called Between Worlds, or maybe Labyrinth. Try Labyrinth. See what that one's.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Confusion, and I mentioned to 252 I'd bring her on, and we have about 20 minutes left, so we'll make these maybe a little shorter and get to both of you. I see you. I see there's another person there as well. We lost the caller. I'm not sure if it was the same one, but welcome 252 to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucare.
Hi, this is Keisha. Can you, because I want to move, and so I have a couple of choices. Can you do a spread with that between Greensboro, San Diego, and Long Beach?
What I'll do is I'll shuffle the cards, and first we'll think Keisha, Greensboro.
Uh-huh.
Okay, tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay, I'll pick the top card. All right, and what's the other one?
San Diego.
San Diego. What I'll do this time, instead of the shuffle thing, is I'll pick two piles. San Diego. Pile one or pile two?
Two.
Keep the same technique here. What's the next place?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. Pile one or pile two?
Two.
The first one was the most positive of the three choices.
Okay.
That doesn't mean the other ones are necessarily bad.
But I'd probably have more of a better chance
San
of getting Diego, the job there.
There's something about San Diego, a fear of launching or something. There's some kind of fear there. There's something about Long Beach, which is, it's very, if you forgive me, there's something very decadent. And there's something, I don't know. There's, it was actually the devil card, if you must know. And that can be fun, but it might not always be the best idea. The
right,
one where you're
right.
most appreciated and your work is appreciated, but it's actually a minor arcana card, is your first choice, and that was the Eight of Coins, and it shows that you're working. Now, you are working hard, but people start to see and appreciate you rather than being obsessed or rather than being afraid. So that, to me, that was what the cards were saying about those three choices.
Well, how about love in Greensboro? Would I find it?
Okay. I'll put these back. Give me just a second to reshuffle. All right. We'll do a similar thing again. This way it involves you. Pile one or pile two?
Two.
Once again, pile one or pile two?
One.
Well, it's saying you definitely have to get rid of a lot of your own, how can I say this properly, fears and inhibitions. There's something, or something's binding you. Something's, it's doubt and worry and fear, but it is reverse, meaning that you might be letting them go and you might be ready. But there's a lot there. There's eight swords surrounding this woman, almost like she's in a jail cell, but it's of the mind. And again, another reversed mind card, the Page of Swords, which is something. Let me look at the next
one. Someone finally broke out.
Yeah. And that's a good way to look at it. But
yeah.
Then the next one, and I'll draw others to expand on this a little bit, is the Wheel of Fortune reverse. But remember, the wheel keeps spinning. So it's showing me a lot of stuff maybe in your head keeping you from someone, and you need to do something to, I don't know if it's a lot of strict standards, I don't know if it's because a lot of pain in the past, or whatever the case is, it's something in your head is keeping you from opening up, even though you might think you are opening up. Let's draw two more from pile one or pile two.
One.
Correct. Okay. One or two again.
One.
I have to say that I don't know what the blockage is, but it's literally the Lover's card in reverse. There's something, the Wish card in reverse, the Lover's card in reverse. As you can imagine, that doesn't sound like good news for a new love in your life. Is there something about you that you don't like? Is there stuff in the past, something in your mind? Is it high standards? By that, I don't mean to say that in a bad way.
Is it an old love in my life then? We asked about a new love. Then is it an old love that I'm going to go back to? Does that make more sense?
Yeah. And it's saying that for now, but I didn't ask the question specifically like that. For now, it doesn't look like a good idea. But let's go ahead and ask it very specifically like that, and then I'll ask you to choose again from pile one and pile two. Mm-hmm. Maybe an old love return for you. Pick from pile one or two.
Two.
Once again, one or two.
No.
I'm going to say someone is not being decisive. There's a cup card here, and it's reversed. The King of Cups. Cups is emotion. This is the King of Emotion. They're reversed, and the following card was the Two of Swords, which is indecision. Someone is not making a decision on how they feel.
That one's hiding me up.
It's another mind card.
But it's in my mind, though. I'm going to a
third. Doesn't mean it's real. But there's indecision here. Somebody's just not committing. Somebody's not just saying, hey, I'm not even sure if it's a great idea. You might want to look for someone else, but I know that sometimes
I'm kind of
you can't put logic into it.
I'm kind of
understand
why
when there's emotions, you can't just always apply logic, right?
Right, exactly.
Always work that way. You're trying to put the logic into an illogical place.
Right.
But there's an indecision. Well. There's a lot of binding and indecision of this. Somebody's just, it's just
they
fear.
They are binding my emotions up, aren't they? I knew it. It's him. I knew it.
And
witchcraft, ain't it? It's witchcraft. I'm going to a therapist. That's right. I'm going to go find one.
But then I can ask one more question. What can you do to, let's ask in another way, you know, I can just briefly say, what's good advice for dealing with this, for moving on for you? All right. And well, this is interesting because it's two very empowering cards. It is saying that you need to, you know, the Queen of Wands upright. In fact, the Queen of Wands is the Queen of Fire, very strong. And she's got her little cat with her. And then the next was the Queen of Swords. So this is saying that you wield a lot of power. You just have to find it again.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Okay, whatever. All right, I just got to move out, that's all. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and the Queen of Swords
time.
Is also kind of independent, you know.
That could be the real problem. And,
right.
I'm just using him as an excuse not to move on because I don't want nobody anyway. So that might be the real problem.
Right. That is the Queen of Swords is also holding a sword. She could chop your head off. It's a very fiercely independent queen and the Queen of Wands.
Yeah, I tend to do that. Yeah,
I'm kind of seeing it like building something new. Wands is building things. I wasn't getting a great reading about the old love, to be honest. And I'm not afraid to be, you know, negative.
No, I'm not even. I already know ain't nothing going on with that. But I'm kind of wondering why I can't move forward from whatever this is. Why the cards are coming up. But then again, you're saying I'm fiercely independent. And that would also make sense why.
Finding your fierce independence. Finding that spirit inside of you.
Yeah, so I'll be all right. No, I already know. I don't want him back. I was just wondering because of the cards.
You know how emotions can be. They're not always logical. The swords was the logical.
No,
that was the landing card saying, grab your logic, grab your power, cut through the air with the sword, and be independent, at least for a while until the next, you know.
Yeah. I like
that's
that.
That's what I'm getting.
I like that. Yeah, I like that better. I think I like that a lot. Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, thank you so much for your clarification.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. And feel free to call back and let us know how things are going.
Okay, I will. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have a little bit of time left. 561. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I was just listening to the show. We spoke a little bit earlier.
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted a reading or if you're just listening. And yeah, we spoke, and I couldn't remember if that was the same person. Who, you know, if it was dropped, I thought it was a 561. Sometimes I write them down so I don't, you know, I don't always remember everything. but anyway, so you weren't getting a reading, or were you, or were you just listening?
Oh, I was just listening to the. Just listening to your last reading, and I was impressed with what you said with hers about, you know, talking about her, you know, giving her the information that I guess she wants that would help her with a new love. You know what I mean? Because it showed that the past wasn't.
It wasn't very good at all. It was actually. I didn't even go into detail. It just didn't seem like it was right. But people can, you know, they have free will, and they can sometimes fix things. I believe in that too. But it just wasn't showing at least.
It also reminded me of my job situation. So it was kind of, it's just kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's that kind of day, I guess. It's a day for talking about moving on. That happens
a
lot.
I don't know if it's because all these eclipses and all, and it's like mine was moving on too, and you actually made me feel better because, you know, I looked up about that, what you said about that high priestess online under reversed, and it just shows that if it was higher up, spiritual, their intuition, but yet there are stuff that they don't see. And then it showed, like, reversed with those gals working there, and it shows that lies, deception, and I guess they'll find out when I asked if they were staying. So I guess they would realize what I went through. It was like the same thing.
Right. It happens in workplaces a lot. People get scared and they don't want to lose their job, so they become deceptive and they get clicky and they, you know, even on construction sites. I'm a construction worker too. I'm grown men, you know, just running around like, you know, you're in the schoolyard again, and it's just tattletaling on each other because they think the project's going to end soon and, you know, all this. So they start kicking the people they don't like. I was actually kicked off of a job site one time for not eating lunch with the crew. And because I didn't like them much. They were just kind of, they were kind of redneck, you know. I just was like, well.
Oh,
just,
so yeah, you understand. Like some of them would go and get real drunk for happy hour and, go, you know, they were just very.
They did all kinds of pranks, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be part of, like, this immature. I just wanted to do my job and go home. And I know it was because I was not part of their clique. They were like, we don't want this guy here. It happens. But
I know. That's what I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you understand. So you understand what, how I felt, which I am happy that you understand what I was trying to say. It's. And in a way, temping is good because you don't have to settle for one place. You get the opportunity to move around. It's just like you work for yourself. But it's not like years ago that there were so many places that you can just go to right away. You're at a job for a few months. You get another one a week later. Especially seasons now, I thought, you know, I would get something soon, so I'm just waiting. I even interviewed to waitress, but I haven't done that in years, so I didn't get hired doing that. So I'm just waiting for the next assignment to come in. You know, I just had one that's like just a couple of days. It was just a part-time thing, and I took it with that S place. I told you that place that got it for me.
Yeah, that seemed like one that was going to be productive. So
yeah.
Well, I do have to go here. We're kind of winding down the show, and we're coming to the end. So I thank you for calling in and check in. And, hey, get a reading from Darren. I don't usually do this. I mean, I do, but this is Darren's show. I sometimes do it on our Wednesday show, but it's usually Darren that does things, and he's quite good. He gets other things, too. He does it, you know, beyond the cards. He has the
whatever you do, don't do Ouija boards. Those are the worst.
Well, yeah, I don't use that, but I actually think, if we just have a minute, I think I know other people that do, but it's not the board itself. I think if you use it in a truly spiritual manner, then it's okay. A lot of people, though, even though, again, I don't use it, but a lot of people, they'll use it and they'll say, is there anybody out there? But other people will say, they'll do it in a protective thing. They'll ask for protection from God or Goddess or whatever they believe in. And then they'll ask, you know, God a question or something. You know, it's more like contacting deity. And I think if you do it in that sense, it's not as dangerous as, say, is anybody there? Kind of, you know, playing it like a game in the graveyard or whatever. But again, it's not a tool I use. I prefer the cards. I kind of like the visual, you know, looking at that.
Yeah, I know. It's just, yeah, with my mom, she used to say it's hard to do for your own kids or yourself with the cards. But she just does those, you know, those playing cards. Like she told my friend the name of the guy she was going to marry, and she did. It was just weird. You know, she's very good at that. That kind of thing, but her tool. No, it's just that. It's just that she used to do it. Now she doesn't have the head for it because, you know, I guess she's, you know, when she was younger, she was able to do it. Now it's just like, I guess she's scared. You know what I mean? You know, she's. I guess frightened because. You know, she read for her friends and saw some bad stuff, you know.
Right.
You know,
those
so
things
she
are
going to
happen. Just, you know, you have to understand it. It's going to be dark.
Yeah, you know, because when my father passed and everything, but she doesn't really, you know, she a little bit I think she does sometime, but not. Not really, but she never, I don't know, she never did tarot, I guess, because she got scared of Ouija boards. But I said it's two totally different things.
Yeah, I'm a little different. I mean, you know, we're all different. I mean, I consider myself pagan religiously, so I'm, you know, I'm not.
My friend is that. What is that? My friend was brought up Catholic, and then she became a pagan.
Mm-hmm.
pagan Wicca, whatever that is, I guess.
Yeah, there's mystics in my family, but usually they would have called themselves Christians, but they were like Christian mystics, maybe Masons and other things, Rosicrucians.
Yeah.
But I do really have to go here. It is the end of the show, but I thank you for calling.
I thank you for easing my mind. You don't understand, because when you saw that with the dreams and everything, everything, it's because, you know, my fears, am I going to get it? You pinpoint everything pretty, you know, you pinpoint everything and gave me closure, and I'm going to definitely keep
it. I'm glad.
And
I didn't mean I'm good.
I'm going to definitely, you know, keep you informed.
And Darren is better than me. Darren does this full time for a living. He's an incredible reader. I think we had a schedule crossing today. So we'll see what happens.
Everything, I guess, meant to happen. I'm glad you took my call, because you answered the question I really know, so that I could move on. Because if you don't have closure like that girl with a past relationship, you can't. So I guess I got closure about the job, because I kept saying coulda, woulda, shoulda, what happened? You know, I keep going to myself over and over trying to think what happened, you know, and I'm thinking I did nothing wrong. And I just said I was doing a good job, and then boom, it was over in 4 months, you know, and I just keep trying to track back what happened. You know, I guess I wasn't getting drunk every weekend or anything like that. You know, I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? It was like the type of crowd that I guess that you had on your construction site.
Now, in your case, was your job, was it a lot of women?
It was both, but there were a group of people, I guess, that they would hang out all the time, and I guess
I got the reverse, which means bad clickiness. There was like really bad something clicky, and cops can be female.
Yeah.
But
there were some guys there too, I guess. You see how they all met, you know, I guess they knew each other before they started working, and then they all came in there, or they knew each other for a long time. And I guess between me and you, I wasn't just gonna I guess I went to the Christmas party, but I wasn't really you know, I guess I kind of kept to myself a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You understand. I would order in lunch when they did, but I wasn't the type that, you know, you understand.
Right. You weren't in their little circle necessarily. You were there, but not exactly. But I do have to get rolling. Thank you so much for calling. And we'll be back next Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, unless Darren changes it because he wants it to be 2 p.m. Central Time, which would mean 3 p.m., but we'll post it. So if you go to Main Street Universe at Blog Talk Radio, we also have a Tuesday night show that's an herbal medicine class by Miss Susan Weed. And we have our flagship show on Wednesdays. It's not every Wednesday, but we do Main Street Universe, the flagship show, Wednesdays once or twice a month. We have other shows as well coming and going. So if you, like, follow us, you'll get a little email message saying, oh, here's when any show on Main Street Universe will come on, including this one.
Okay, great. So, all right, great. So Tuesdays to Thursdays and Mainstream.
Yeah, Main Street Universe is the name of our
Main
little...
Main Street here Universe.
So basically, it's Blog Talk Radio, which you're listening to now. Then it's our little network inside of Blog Talk Radio called Main Street Universe, and then there's the other shows inside of that. And so you can go and you can follow us, press follow, and you'll get email updates of any show we have. We have a bunch of different people coming up. Anyway, I do have to get rolling. Thank you again.
Okay, great. And I'll follow that Main Street Universe.
Yes. And it'll be a little updated thing. Oh, we're going to be on the air in an hour or whatever. So whatever the update says. So, all right, thank you again. Have a great day. Actually, we're getting close to evening, at least here on the East. We're about 3 o'clock. And
What? Oh, wow. So you're in Maryland, but this is like New Orleans?
No, no, I'm in Virginia, and when Darren calls in, he calls in from New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
He works at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans.
Oh, House of Voodoo.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a great shop. It's very, it's right in the French Quarter touristy section. He gets a ton of people. He does things all night.
I don't know
if
you laugh, but is voodoo like a voodoo doll?
Actually, well, voodoo is actually a religion, you know, so voodoo is sometimes very misunderstood. But I don't have really time to explain it right now.
Okay, but at least I'm laughing.
Yeah, that's good. And so, again, I do have to get rolling, so thank you for calling.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much, and I'll check it all out.
Okay, thank you, and
okay,
have a great
thanks.
Evening. And you've all been listening to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucaire, except for it was me doing the readings today. Thanks, and have a great evening.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.